is a Mary's Hustle production. The motivation is in the name.
Hey, look. I wanna see my people closer to their dreams like they guapole. No hesitation, making moves like underlay. Ain't no mic check needed, push play. Cause the revolution streaming, there's no time like today. This the original, legendary Black Cyber Podcast. Yeah, on top fast. Say this the original, legendary Black Cyber Podcast. Yeah, do not lag.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Black Cyber Podcast. Let's get straight into it. The Dirty Little Secret About Cybersecurity is the title of this podcast episode. So what is the secret? Soft skills is the secret. This is not clickbait. Soft skills is absolutely the secret to how you have a successful cybersecurity career. I didn't say soft skills is the secret to how you get a job, how you get into cyber. To be clear, it is. But more importantly, I said it's the secret to how you have a successful cybersecurity career, the key to longevity and career progression. Let's level set to make sure everyone is thinking about soft skills in the same way. Investopedia.com has a passage from their article, What Are Soft Skills, Definition, Importance, and Examples, that say this. Soft skills can also be thought of as people skills. These can include good communication, interpersonal skills, leadership, problem solving, work ethic, time management, and teamwork. These are characteristics that can be carried over to any position. Listen to that last part again. These are characteristics that can be carried over to any position. Some people switching careers say that they do not want to start from scratch. Well, if you've been a good steward of soft skills in your previous career, meaning you have been at least average to very good at soft skills, you are not starting from scratch. You are starting with a head start. You're starting with an advantage. First, I want to talk about two different categories you can work in cyber that soft skills would apply to: non-technical and technical. Non-technical would be something like a GRC position, governance, risk, and compliance. Talking about that first, I'll make this really quick. To be honest, with GRC, soft skills is the position. So if you don't have soft skills, if you don't know how to talk to people, if you don't know how to write, if you don't have good office tools, skills with Word, Excel, it's going to be a hard profession to kind of excel in, because soft skills is a majority portion of the position. Moving on to technical positions. I know a lot of us want to be technical, myself included. When it comes to technical jobs, let's say you're working on a team and there are three individuals that are highly technical. You're pretty much around the same plateau. Who do you promote? You promote the person that exemplifies probably some of the soft skills that kind of differentiate you from the other technical guys. Can you speak well in front of crowds? Can you get your point across? Do you communicate well? Do you write well? Are you good with documentation? Are you a leader? Are you good with people? So with technical positions, that's really how you can get that edge, by having those soft skills. So now I want to briefly touch on three soft skills. Let's start with written. So written soft skills. Let's talk about maybe just something as simple as sending a business email. If you send an email, so first, let's talk about some of the soft skills in email. Just basic grammar, just making sure there's no misspellings, making sure it makes sense. And then you want to get into some things like being clear with your communication, being concise. It doesn't have to be a long email if you get all the details. If you send an email to somebody and they probably respond about two, three times just for clarification, it probably means you didn't send that email well, or you didn't phrase it well, or you didn't take your time with that email. So, like, if you send an email, of course you want to make sure the grammar is correct, but you want to look at it and say, okay, if I'm on the other end and I'm reading this email, what is it saying? What is it telling me to do? What information is it giving me? Is it clear? If it's not clear, then you may want to start from scratch with that email or change a couple lines to make that email clear. The other side of the written soft skill is documentation. You can be highly technical in your job, and that's fine. But the added value in being highly technical is if you can document that. If you're on a team and you have junior analysts, technicians, engineers coming on the team, and you have good documentation, you can pass that documentation on to them and basically kind of pass that knowledge where if you're not there or you move on to another company, they can have that documentation, and that can be of huge value to the company, huge value to the team. Basically, if you didn't document it, it didn't happen. So definitely you want to get in the habit of good documentation at all times. Good documentation can help new team members when you're kind of doing like team orientation. Having that documentation will have help them get up to speed quickly. That's pretty much all I say. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory with the written, and moving on to the verbal. Just knowing how to talk to people, having tact, how to talk to people without causing offense, how to communicate, how to communicate in the simplest terms. If you're a tech individual and you're talking to business individuals or people in other departments of the organization, just kind of talking at their level. Don't talk above them, high tech talk that they don't understand. You're trying to work with colleagues and associates, and make sure you're good stewards of whatever you're trying to help them out with. And you want to kind of have those good conversations. Another thing about verbal and communications, you can take it from that informal level, which is very important to kind of work through a process with somebody being able to communicate. But the formal level of if you need to present to boards, if your supervisor wants to tap you to present to boards, to present to the company, more formal speaking situations where you represent the team, or in some cases where you may represent the company, those are opportunities to just excel at that level and be seen on a higher level and just take your career to that next level. So that's pretty much all I'll say on that one. Is that's pretty self-explanatory as well. The opportunities that can come to you from taking on speaking engagements and being able to work well with other groups and other teams and kind of work well together. The last one I'll speak on is emotional intelligence. I know a lot of people have heard of like IQ. That's we know what that intelligence is, but a lot of people don't know what emotional intelligence is. Emotional intelligence is, there's different ways you could put it. It's kind of like having maturity. It's almost like being professional. If someone says something to you, giving you critique at work, don't get emotional. Try to work with that person. Don't, what's the good way? Be human. Talk to people with respect. The golden rule, treat people the way you would want to be treated. And I've heard somebody say, what is it, the platinum rule? Actually, treat the better way is to treat people the way they want to be treated. So emotional intelligence is just that, knowing how to talk to people, just reading the room, and if it's a lighter moment, you can have that sense of humor. If it's something you need to help out with, it's emotional intelligence is, it's very valuable just to be a likable person. I don't want to use the likable person because you're not going to be liked by everybody. But I think if you respect everybody and you treat everybody with respect, you respect each other's boundaries, that emotional intelligence can take you a long way in your career as well. Someone that can maybe mediate and solve problems between other employees, that would help, that leadership aspect. So emotional intelligence is big. So written, verbal, emotional intelligence are high. I think, just in wrapping up, I think people really underestimate what soft skills can really do for your career, taking it to that next level. When it comes to, and we know leadership is soft skills as well. When you can prove that you're a leader, when you can prove that you can rally the team and maybe keep the lights on when the supervisor is not around, just those things can help with promotions and things of that nature. So I won't over talk it, but definitely want to touch on soft skills. We put a lot of importance on the technical skills, but soft skills are equally and sometimes more important when you're taking, you'll see when you get into the field and you're trying to take your career to the next level. That's when those soft skills really start to kick in, taking it to the next level. So just want to wrap up. So if this podcast episode helps one person, I've done my job. So my goal is to get you out of the red as far as cybersecurity knowledge and your financial situation and into the black.